In 2010, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan was the CEO of the Detroit Medical Center. One of his decisions streamlined the process of sterilizing medical instruments. That means today, one central sterilizing process department is in the basement of Detroit Receiving Hospital. That one department is responsible for cleaning and sterilizing instruments for all five DMC hospitals in Midtown Detroit: Children's, Detroit Receiving, Harper, Hutzel Women's, and the DMC Heart Hospital. So that means workers there must clean and sterilize thousands and thousands of instruments every day. An investigation by Detroit News reporters Karen Buffard and Joel Kurth reveals DMC surgeries are now plagued by dirty or missing instruments and equipment. Surgeons are exasperated, they're frustrated, and they say this carelessness is posing a risk to their patients. Karen Buffard, Joel Kurth, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Good to be here.
Karen, Mike Duggan streamlined that sterilizing procedure in 2010. What about staffing? Same, fewer? What happened then?
Well, an issue is that staffing has been reduced, and they didn't expand the facility from what it had been when it was just serving Receiving Hospital. And the experts that we've talked to have said that when you do a consolidation like this, which many hospital systems have done, generally, they, you know, it's expected that you will expand the facility, the physical space, possibly add more equipment and add staff.
And neither happened.
That's correct.
And Joel, was the CSP then farmed out? Did they privatize?
Well, interestingly, the day after we contacted them back in May, they reached an agreement with Unity Healthcare to privatize the management of the central sterile processing. What has happened is that when it was consolidated by Mike Duggan, each union was brought over. So there's four separate unions for about 70 workers in the basement of Receiving, which has created quite a bit of problems right now with arbitration and grievance hearings and just a lot of finger-pointing. So they have privatized the management, and people we've talked to have not noticed any difference in the past 2 months.
Karen, how soon was it after this streamlining happened that complaints started coming in from surgeons?
Well, actually, what we understand is that this was already a problem prior to the centralization. We have documentation that it went back at least 11 years. So it really didn't start with the consolidation, and certainly the consolidation did not help and very possibly made it worse.
As you plowed through over 200 pages of internal emails and reports, did you get a sense, are complaints coming from surgeons at all five hospitals on DMC's main campus?
All of the documentation that we have relates to Children's Hospital of Michigan. However, we interviewed the DMC's chief administrative officer, Conrad Mallett, and asked him whether or not the problems affected all five of the hospitals that are served by that sterile processing center. He said, yes, all of the hospitals are affected equally.
Joel, as you went through these pages of emails and reports, what did you discover is happening during surgeries? What are the stories that these documents tell?
Well, first of all, I mean, I think the volume of the complaints and the enormity of them is sort of staggering. It seems as though there is really a narrative that is developed that they just continually seem like they were throwing attention at this issue, and it would seem like it would get better, but then wave after wave after wave of complaints would follow. You know, one very vivid example was there was a walkthrough in a couple years ago where they were going to do new processes, and one of the administrators sent an email saying, this is great work, it's going to do great. And then that afternoon, there was wires needed for open heart surgery while a patient was on the table, and they were not in the room. What's happening is these are assembled cases, and they have to stay wrapped up, and they're opened in surgery. So what's happening is they get opened up in surgery, often when patients are under anesthesia, and that is when they discover that there's a dirty instrument.
And you found in some cases, like children's chests or skulls have been open for a procedure, and then clearly you're right, you're not going to be opening up the instrument package until you need it, and then somebody finds old tissue or old blood in equipment or an instrument.
One scary, you know, the sort of the scariest case we were able to uncover was a little girl named Kalea Hole Mason, who was 7 months old. She was having open heart surgery, and there was a clogged pump. A tube leading to a pump appeared clogged, and they you know, they kept trying to prime it, and eventually they took it away from her and inserted a wire brush and old blood from a previous operation. Copious amounts, the email said, came out. And now imagine what would have happened if, you know, that pump had worked and the blood would have gotten into that girl. So, yeah, it's very frightening, and I do think that the doctors are very concerned. And everyone we talk to, you know, they've expressed love of the DMC, and they just want this problem to be fixed.
Karen, how often is this happening?
Well, over one 17-month period that we looked at, there were 186 separate incidences that were reported to the internal reporting system that they have set up. However, a lot of the people that we talked to said that people have just stopped filing complaints. So whatever, you know, for every incident that was reported officially in the hospital, we really strongly suspect that there were many more that were going unreported. And Joel can talk a little bit about what some of the surgeons said about that.
Yes, tell us, Joel.
Well, the surgeons that we spoke to expressed frustration that they've been dealing with this for so long and that they would, you know, it takes a little bit of work to file these complaints. And usually there's some discipline or remedial actions that are being taken. And, you know, we've had three or four tell us that it's been going on for so long that they simply, you know, one of us told me that it was like, you know, why hit your head against a wall? Why file these complaints when nothing changes?
Did you get a sense, especially from talking to surgeons, because we know surgeons will have privileges at different hospitals, how does what's happening at the DMC hospitals compare to other hospitals?
The surgeons that we spoke to said that this is an event that happens occasionally at other hospitals, maybe once a year, but not to the degree that it happens at Children's. This is a monthly or weekly occurrence. In fact, I spoke to a surgeon after the paper, after it went to bed, who said that he found old blood in an instrument last week.
It's really impossible to know how often this happens at hospitals anywhere, because hospitals aren't required to report just putting a patient at risk by a dirty instrument. It's not reportable at the state level. It's not reportable at the federal level. There's nothing that says that a surgeon has to report this or that they even have to tell the patient when it happens. And so although there have been some cases, especially with some scopes manufactured by Olympus that caused outbreaks at 25 different hospitals across the country, it took a long time for people to recognize the pattern, to even identify those outbreaks. And in general, it's just impossible to know how often these things happen, and also impossible to know how often exposure causes infections.
And that's what I kind of wondered. Is there anyone who's been able to draw a connection between these sterilization problems that you say date back to 2011 and post-op mortality and morbidity rates at these five DMC hospitals?
The DMC was not willing to give us the data to show us exactly what has happened, but they said during our interview that there were no infections that resulted from these exposures.
What hit you both the hardest as you spent these months reading these emails, talking to doctors, talking to family members? What hit you the hardest, Joel?
Volume, for sure. The fact that it just, I mean, reading these reports again and again and again, and you can really feel the emotion in some of these emails. You know, the chief surgeon of the DMC is basically pleading on email. One email hit me, who has the will to solve this problem that's been going on for 11 years? And then the other thing I think, too, is that it is, as Karen said, it's very hard to wrap your arms around. The whole system of hospitals is set up, rightfully or wrongfully, to err on confidentiality. And as Karen said, there's no reporting system. No one knows how often this happens. One of the attorneys quoted in the article said, you know, it's very hard to prove where an infection originated from. And most of the time, they just give people antibiotics, and in 14 days, the problem's solved. So it doesn't seem like there's any will to really fix this problem from a regulation standpoint.
And how about you, Karen? What hit you the hardest?
Some of the photographs that came into our possession that show just chunks of bone and that show extremely visible blood on a whole variety of instruments. The photographic evidence that came into our possession was really shocking, and I can only imagine how surgeons must have felt opening up a packet that said sterile and finding an instrument with a chunk of bone on it. It was really egregious.
Karen Buffard and Joel Kurth, you'll find their front page investigation into dirty missing surgical instruments at Detroit Medical Center's five Midtown hospitals by going to DetroitNews.com. And I will urge everybody, follow the links within the story. I will have to say that your link to emails that document the years of concern, pretty chilling. A lot to read, a lot to think about. And we want to thank you so much for being with us on Stateside and sharing your work with us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.